The Catholic Church is undergoing a crisis of confidence and, at the same time, a financial crisis. Revelations about pedophile priests and the bishops who covered for them have driven the most faithful Catholics to protest with their checkbooks at a time when the slow economy and the sour stock market are depleting church bank accounts. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty visited the Diocese of Rockville Center, which covers Long Island.
By 8 a.m., the Catholic Charities warehouse is fully alive.
Rice Krispies!
In the back?
A half dozen men swing cartons of cereal, tuna, and canned fruit onto two vans. They're called the Fan Vans, the Food and Nutrition Vans. Their mission is to deliver food to hundreds of senior citizens and pregnant women 5 days a week. Their destination is a senior center called Mary's Manor, where scores of elderly men and women sit at tables.
Some cheese?
Yes.
And peanut butter or kidney beans? Two of those.
Okay, kidney beans.
One by one, they place their orders. Linda Westerveld, who runs the senior programs, says like the clients it serves, Catholic Charities has to stretch its dollar because of flat funding by New York state and county governments.
They've given us the same money that they've given us for 5, 10, 15 years. Obviously, food costs more. Mileage, the gas costs more, so it is very difficult. Tough times do bring out creativity.
Sometimes even creativity can't fill the gap. Catholic Charities recently shut down one of the three permanent food and nutrition sites, making do by serving those people with the mobile van. It also had to close a senior daycare facility and a mental health program. Laura Cassell, who heads up Catholic Charities on Long Island, says she's never seen such lean times.
I mean, I am an eternal optimist, but this is unprecedented.
The stock market decline depleted its investment reserves. The economy has made people less inclined to give, leaving Catholic Charities with nearly $1 million in operating losses.
All sources of funding are all down. They are at all-time lows. And there isn't a sweeping turnaround that we see coming.
But macroeconomics doesn't tell the whole story. For the rest, you must go to the major source of the Catholic Church's money, the people in the pews.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The hearty souls who attend the 7 a.m. Mass at St. Bridget's Parish in Westbury are probably more traditional than most. But even among this group, a debate rages. This diocese covering Long Island has been plagued with pedophile priests. And the question is, should Catholics send money to the diocese through what's called the bishop's appeal or not? For the first time in many years, Dorothy Pitty did not contribute.
I felt that was the only way I could make my voice known, that how much I was disapproving of what they did.
But parishioner Gerald Spears says people who are trying to punish the bishop are really punishing the poor.
They don't realize how much goes to Catholic Charities. They don't realize what Catholic Charities does. I'm also with the Red Cross. We had a fire. Who was there to help Catholic Charities? That would not be if it wasn't for the bishop's appeal.
Our offertory hymn can be found in the music issue, number 481, We Walk by Faith.
To give or not, it's a debate that can be measured by the lightness of the collection basket. So far this year, the money raised for the diocese is down by 35% compared to last year. At St. Anne's Church, only 81 people have pledged to the bishop's appeal versus 461 by this time last year. St. Anne's pastor wrote letters to those who had not participated, saying if they didn't want to give to the diocese, they could give directly to the parish and to its programs for the needy. Several dozen parishioners did just that, including Rose and Paul Bruno. The Brunos have worshipped at St. Anne's for 35 years. They've always given to the bishop's appeal, until this year.
It just seems like it becomes dirty money.
Rose Bruno.
It's not just a matter of finances, but it's a matter of my spirituality. To give the money is to say thanks to God that He has blessed us with the money so that we can share it with those who need it. But not just to throw it out the window. I mean, to give it to the appeal and have them use it for the wrong things, to me, is not a spiritual thing to do.
She has a list of grievances, a scathing grand jury report that described years of reassigning pedophile priests, $2 million spent on secret settlements and lawyers' fees, the bishop's refusal to let a lay group, Voice of the Faithful, meet on church property, and perhaps most galling to her and her husband Paul, the $800,000 renovation of Bishop William Murphy's residence at a time when Catholic Charities had to cut services to the poor.
It's like a CEO getting bonuses and an exorbitant amount of money while they're laying people off. It's not the Christian thing to do.
The diocese declined to be interviewed for this story. St. Anne's pastor, Father Jerry Toomey, says he's never seen this kind of disaffection in his 22 years in the priesthood, and he's not at all sure it will blow over.
It clearly is a revolution when you consider who's in the vanguard. We're not talking about the students in Paris in 1968 pulling up the paving stones. We're talking about Joe and Jane Catholic, who are saying, I'll give my money, but not to the central organization because I don't trust where the money's going.
Long Island is hardly unique, says Francis Butler, the president of Foundations and Donors Interested in Catholic Activities, or FATICA. But, he says, the severity of the problem varies. Los Angeles, Boston, and Louisville are all swimming in red ink because parishioners are furious with their bishops. But some other dioceses, even those that had employed pedophile priests, are raising money because the bishops have appeared to be more accountable. Chicago is one example, Butler says. Santa Rosa, California is another.
A new bishop who is very pastoral and who has put in place mechanisms to prevent sexual abuse, who has had good heart-to-heart discussions with parishioners, has just raised $14 million to the disbelief of many people.
Unlike secular nonprofit groups that rely on large foundations, the Catholic Church relies on the $5 and $10 bills in the offering plate to pay the bills. And here the signs are not good. Church attendance is down 14% in Boston, 9% on Long Island. Those problems seem far from the postcard town of Sayville on this perfect spring night.
Guys, if you're not up or on deck, please sit down.
Here, the Sayville Diamondbacks are in a fierce battle with their 9-year-old opponents.
Come on, Sean.
Let's go, Sean.
Tom and Lynn Murphy watch their son, Sean, grip the bat. 6-year-old Kevin looks on from the bleachers. Tom Murphy says his parents and his grandparents were Catholic, his wife as well. But recently, they've been reluctant to attend his church, even though he says the priest is a good man. Murphy says he finds himself at a crossroads.
I've got to make a decision that will affect not only my kids, but their kids and their kids and their kids. Do I encourage these young boys to bond with a church whose leadership is possibly morally bankrupt?
He says if the church transforms itself, comes into the sunlight, he will delight in raising his sons in the tradition he loves. But if not, he says, his family will no longer be sitting in the pews when the offering plate comes by.
Good eye, Sean.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News on Long Island, New York.